Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
It breaks my heart. They ain't believing us.
We the best music.
They play themselves. While you hating and being jealous, you could be over here embracing that love. More love, more blessings, more life. God did. You either win with us or you watch us win.
DJ Khaled.
They want to stop. Ooh. But look at us now. They counted us out.
Time to say a prayer.
They didn't think that we would make it up. They didn't
think we'd bow our heads.
Oh, but I know God did. Oh, yes, He did.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 81-50, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Got a little worried in there, huh?
How have I never heard that song before?
I'll be scared now.
Well, let me take a chance or a second to remind everybody.
Rick Ross, Lil Wayne, Jay-Z, John Legend, DJ. Damn. That's a lineup.
That temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one can have. If you agree with that sentiment, the DFH company is most certainly the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into the Mitsubishi Mini Split, like the one we use here at the 93.9 Studios, for that hard-to-heat, hard-to-cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. You just ruined the mojo.
You've seen the difference, and it's getting better.
Thanks to Melt 502 for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Come try the new hot brown egg roll. Tons of other awesome gourmet sandwiches at Melt 502, located in the heart of Fern Creek, right behind Moby Dick at 6318 Bargetown Road. Mention the ESPN Louisville special for just 10% off your next order, or for 10% off your next order. Be sure to sign up for the Indoor Cornhole League that starts November 17th. Sign up this week and you get a free bucket of beer. Order online at 502melt502.com. You know how YouTube just kind of scrolls and suggests videos, right? They suggested an MSNBC video of the guy breaking down the Jay-Z lyrics. what Jay-Z meant on MSNBC, Steve, they were like, when Jay-Z says, out the mud, they have to face you now. What he was saying is like mud and facial.
Yeah.
And that's a double entendre. Yeah. What am I listening to? And this poetry is like, oh my gosh. So yeah, that was my Sunday.
Okay.
That was my Sunday morning. Okay, Steve, we purposely went through to the break.
Let's do it.
Sidney Curry's name came up. Jason had to call for us early. Because it's obviously he had been stewing on this as much as us. Somebody obviously didn't like me talking about, you know, the generational curses of not getting up for certain teams.
That pullover's nice.
Oh, you like?
and you wore that one to be a Richard.
No, That's not true.
It is. Because you knew I loved
it. I thought about not wearing it.
Nick, that's my point.
Yeah,
I thought about it. Because you were cognizant of how bad I liked it.
Yes.
And listen.
I thought about not wearing it, though.
Right. So when you wore it, you looked at it, was like,
it turned into comfort.
Nick, come on,
I'm leaning a little bit.
Come on, bro.
If it was a 50-50 decision to wear it, and the nudge was to tick Steve off, I mean,
he had a red one on the other day, Nick, and I was like, dang, that is sick, man. I was kind of like, man, I love it. He was like, yeah, you know, we just got to, you know, hey, you know, man, you know, get a little gear, you know. I'm like, ah, cool. And then he wore a black one in. Like, oh, man, I mean, I got like 7 of them.
Yeah, you're low-key flexing a little bit. It's okay.
Thank you.
That's
no,
okay.
That's not true.
Okay.
It is.
That's not true. The reason I'm telling you
you're
is
going
not
to practice today? Because if you're wearing that, I'm assuming you're going to practice. He sent you an email and invited you to practice.
Shut your
go
mouth.
Go to practice.
Shut up, Steve.
Go.
Shut up. I'm not telling you anything else.
Nobody else got the email but you.
We in here talking about practice.
I'm not telling you. I ain't telling you nothing else.
Go.
Nikki, just to give me my people's court.
I want to go tomorrow. Lord. Quick. Oh, I want to pre. I want a dinner tomorrow. By the way, we're going to Ruby's afterwards. If you want to come hang out.
Just throw that in there. Yeah. My granddaughter called me and said she want to go to Ruby's.
Send her. Oh, you going to go tomorrow night? Send her a picture. You want to go tomorrow night? Send her a picture.
This is quick. This is going to be a quick one. Let me give you my case. Judge Valvano. I have witnesses in my neighborhood. I had on a different hoodie this morning. It's cold. Had to take the trash out, start the car, all this good stuff. Totally different hoodie on, right? Anybody around here has been struggling with temperature. Too hot, too cold. Everybody's been, it's been a little clammy. You know, I even went on the internet. Is everybody else kind of struggling with keeping the right temperatures lately? You know, between your heat and everything. So I have a hoodie on.
Is this a DFA treat? I thought you were.
No, already gave that one. I knew it was going to be bright in here. I knew I would get to the studio and my cold hoodie would become too hot. And then I thought about it. I said, you know what? I have that thin black hoodie. The thin black team issue. Team issue stuff.
There it is.
And then I said, you know what? That's nice and thin. It's strong. It has the Duncan Cardinal bird on it. Adidas. It may look good for the camera. You know, stuff like that. And then I won't have to do a lot of changing or anything. So I said, you know what? But Steve's probably going to get a little mad about that. But then again, I'm like, but the comfort is really what's important. And the camera and the YouTube channel. And we're going to get, what you call it? Greenhouse in here. That's why I put this on. Did I make the case? What say you, Judge?
You guys believe in global warming? Didn't see that one coming. No, I'm kidding.
All no. Right.
No,
Snow and Nick.
No, I'm totally with you. The temperatures in here.
It's been bouncing.
Yeah, it's been bouncing, and I've made 3
I saw you. Yeah, you came in
already,
here with a t-shirt on.
Yeah, so I rule in favor of the defendant here. Like, that's good.
Yeah. I could have just wore the red one again. Who do we got on the phone?
Tino the Barber.
Tino the Barber, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away.
Marcus, I'm not talking to you right now. I'm talking to Steve.
Yeah.
Steve, that guy sitting in front of you is the worst kind of friend to have.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, you know, we ask Tino Barber to the stand.
Hey, and it goes back to him not opening his Christmas gifts on Christmas.
Yeah.
And it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
This dude gets, I listen to this show. I listen to the Midnight Show because I want information. I want information, Marcus. And he won't go to practice.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, man. What What do I listen to you for?
We in here talking about
Hey, listen, I value your opinion. I value your knowledge. And I value your information.
Okay, well,
listen, you listen to me right now, yep. Marcus.
Objection sustained.
Yep.
Hey, you take your behind to practice and report back to the fans.
Yep.
That's your job.
Yep, I'm willing to clap in the courtroom.
Get
I'll get thrown out.
Get Steve a sweatshirt.
And give me a sweatshirt. Yes. Thank you.
No clapping. I'll hold you in.
Take me to jail. What if I just, what if I like hypothetically had a text chain with me, KP, Nolan, Danny, Reese, and I just released all that? I mean, is that what you need to become happy, Tino?
I mean, you do. They tell you what to say daily.
Oh, yeah,
speaking of that, what
I forgot.
Speaking of that, what narrative are we pushing today?
I forgot what they. What they
what? I know.
We are working.
Everything will be okay. Don't worry about a thing.
Dramatic pause. Oh, I wasn't supposed to read that part.
With that being said, they did play better. I will say that.
Steve was so disappointed because have we talked about the Davenport 1 point rule on here before? We have before, but not recently.
Yeah.
Coach Davenport, you win a game by one. You play, this is the game. You play like crap, okay, against Wright State. And Scott Davenport is your coach, Nikki, okay? You end up winning the game, you know, or they miss a heave three-pointer, you win, right? Everybody coming to the locker room like, yeah, weak ass team, you know, blah, blah, blah. They thought they was going to beat us, you know. You only won by 1-2 points, right? Davenport, hey, no, that shot goes in. You didn't play any different. You did not play any different. You know, oh, coach, but he didn't go in. We won, right? But here's the problem. He would do that on the other end as well. You missed the shot at the end. You lose the game, right? He'll come in there with that same energy. Hey, you didn't play any different, you know. But one shot, you know, late in the game, the body of the game still is what, you know, what's important, you know. So Steve says, that sucked. Because 1 point... And, well, technically two. 2 points, and you're, unless they donate to me.
Yeah.
2 points, and you're talking about the improvement in the aggression, the assertiveness you saw out of other guys. You're talking about that. You're talking about, hey, a couple guys demanded the ball a couple times late, like Brandon. You could see late when he was like, okay, come on now. Like, I got to make sure I get the ball on this one. You know, guys attacking the basket, you know, a little harder. Mike, you know. You can talk about all your things. You can say you're still not getting what you want out of Sidney Curry. You know, you can talk about, you know, whatever improvements. But when 1 point loss, it's just the L. It's just the L, and it's hard to even discuss basketball, you know, rationally. Unless you can handle it and talk about basketball still and say, okay, we didn't come in here and wait. When was the game? Saturday. Yeah, so we haven't been on air to talk about, okay.
No.
We can go back and forth, pro and con.
Okay, well, let me start here. That's what I hated about it, was watching that game. I started to feel like, listen, some of the things that Kenny Payne talked about after
Bellarmine.
Coach Payne, after Bellarmine was, I watched this Wright State game, and I saw those things directly being addressed, like people trying. I watched guys getting into the lane more. I watched getting more paint touches. I watched the guys doing this stuff. I feel like you saw a step forward. Hersey Miller come in, gave you good minutes. I think people were really pleased with that. Outside of Sid,
Hersey Miller had one bad play. He had about six great possessions.
People were really impressed with some of the guys. I mean, again, not great, but it was better. It was like, okay, this is an improvement. That's why I wanted them to finish that game. Now, I can break that down, too. We can talk about the end of the game itself. But I did feel like overall they played better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jack said it in the back, and I do agree with him, but you can't break the scheduling. It's just tough. It's like this team needed, like, we really needed more of a Chicago State, Wright State. Now you've got App State coming up, you know. Again, these are teams going forward, we should just beat, you know.
Right.
But that's not what this year is. So you can come at me and say, you know, well, this is Louisville. We shouldn't lose those teams. Well, I agree, but this is not Louisville. This is Louisville after 5 years of, no, 7 years of just being peed on.
Mm.
And everything that's happened, we've went through a couple coaches. And so, no, this is not Louisville. I agree with you. This is not Louisville. It's not Louisville basketball, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So Kenny Payne is taking this job and said, we're trying to get this back to Louisville basketball, mm-hmm. okay? I thought he said something good afterwards that you don't hear a lot of coaches say. When he said, I've got guys in there that don't understand that, like, what playing for Louisville is. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, man, you are Louisville. You beat these teams. You should beat these teams.
Mm-hmm.
Before they even step on the court,
mm-hmm.
you should beat these teams. And we're not doing that. I could go back and forth. It's hard for me to really say, okay, here's my positive and here's my negative. You know what I mean? Like, it's almost like you have to go, Jalen's been good. I mean, I think he had some, you know, a couple things. The biggest glaring thing is Sydney. I mean, for me.
Your biggest issue is Sydney.
Yeah, I mean. I'm not saying that's the only thing. I mean, I can get to some other things with Elle, but I think her seed coming along would change a little bit with Elle and what he feels like he's having to do and stuff. But I don't know what's wrong with Sydney, but we've got to figure it out. We've got to figure it out.
Are you ready to start JJ over Sydney?
I think it might be time to put him on the bench.
Mm.
I don't know if it's JJ. I don't know, you know, whatever you want to do. I have no problem with it being JJ. But I think it's just one of those things where, yeah, it's time to say, okay, I can't keep doing this. Like, I don't think it's just – I mean, you look at him. I don't think it's just as simple as
– conditioning.
Conditioning and weight, you know.
Yeah, I'll bang my head against the wall trying to convince you it's something more. You know what I'm saying? It's a different struggle.
Nobody's going to let us move on until we talk about the end of the game.
Okay.
Let's start there and work backwards.
Okay.
Let's start there and work backwards. End of the game.
Double cheeseburger.
That's awesome.
Appreciate
that,
bro. It sucks they didn't have two. Hey, why don't you wear another quarter zip?
Hey, what do you want?
I'm good. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, Nikki.
End of the game, you do have two fouls. Of course, you could just, you know, hold on to the ball, get fouled, and go hit free throws. We'll get to that. End of the game, you do have two fouls. You don't take them. Now, I will say, it's partially my fault and yours listening. And yours listening. Because I did it and you did it too. Don't, if you tell me you didn't, you're lying. They threw that ball in and I looked at my wife and said, and you're lying if you say you didn't. I looked at my wife and said, as they lined up to throw the ball, I said, everybody on planet Earth knows they're about to hit a buzzer beater. Everybody knows that. Everybody knows
y'all got some loser mentality.
I know. And you're lying if you say you didn't say that. And you had an arena full of people.
Just
and people willing at home going.
Willing it
into. This is over. They're hitting a buzzer beater. Period.
Listen. Okay. Yeah, I agree. I agree. Like, that's,
I'm not saying we're right.
But here's the thing. There's the thing, Steve.
No! No! Not this game!
when you say, I have okay, when you get mad and you say, I don't care, no excuses, this is not Louisville basketball, Louisville has championship expectations, and look, okay, right? You know what that starts with? Not having to foul a Wright State player to win the game. Louisville championship expectations begin and end with not having to foul a Wright State player to win the game.
Yeah.
I wish I would send L. Ellis or Brandon Huntley Hatfield out there and say, okay, if he dribbles it, I want you to foul while he's on the floor. Then we'll get the free throw. They'll get the free throws. Coach Kenny Payne would be bringing himself down to that level if he did that. Mm-hmm. I mean, how are you going to get your weight back up? You know what that's like? That's like going hack a shack against Wright State. Well, you get the win.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're going to suck. Is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
Hey, because I lived it for 3 years with y'all. I lived it for 4 years with y'all. I said, well, the percentages in the pack line say, most teams are not going to be able to shoot over the top of you and hit enough to, the percentages say fouls hurt you. You know what we watched? A stretch of Louisville basketball in the 4 years under Mac where you probably had the fewest blocks in the history of Louisville basketball.
Yeah.
We saw the fewest block shots, the fewest dunks in history of Louisville basketball. We were games, you know what I'm saying, without any block shots. Just wall up. I expect to have some athletes coming in here. So I got to get back to playing athletic style basketball. I expect next year to have an athlete that can lock that kid down. So guess what we're going to do? We're going to practice. So when we get these other athletes in here, we're going to have athletes pushing other athletes with top tier attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah. But this year, we're going to spend our time saying, I'm not going zone. No. I don't care. I'm not going zone so y'all can just stand around with your hands up and we can win the game by six because that team can't shoot. Because we'll be playing shooters all conference.
Yeah.
All tournament. No. You, L and Brandon, figure it out. Y'all either trap, get your hands up. You should be able to stop that guy. We work on that. We did our scouting. We know that guy's favorite move, blah, blah, blah. We know that guy's a scorer. We know he prefers to step back. If you don't know that when that clock is getting at that point that he's going for the shot.
Well, he hit that exact shot to win the conference for him last year.
And you think think that didn't make the film?
Mm-hmm.
You think Kenny Payne didn't go, we sat in here in film session. And we watched him shoot that step back 17 times on the video. What else did you think he was going to do for that?
Yeah.
He just won a conference championship last year, which that goes under the radar too. It's a tournament team.
Yeah.
It's a tournament team. We watched that shot. So it's like anybody who's been in a scouting session, if we show you his move, this is his go-to move, and he still doesn't. It works on you. Now you know what you do. You look at the player and say, "Now you know what I'm about to do, son. I'm about to go out and talk to this media, and they're going to ask me why didn't I foul. I'm not going to look. You don't tell the kid this, but he's like, you know what I want to do. I want to go back out there and say, no, I told him exactly what the guy was going to do, and he let him do it. But no, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go out there and just say, Nah. No, I just decided not to foul. I just decided to make a stop.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot, son.
Yeah.
Now I got to go do it. Call a timeout or foul.
Yeah.
Foul and put them on the line so they can't beat you, guy.
I understand. I mean, I don't know.
No, it sucks.
Yeah.
It just sucks.
Do you have that one? I know he had a little more in-depth answer with your dad on Saturday. I'm sorry. I think it was, it might have been clip number one with your dad. Yeah. Can we play that real quick?
I did not want to use a foul. I thought that we had covered so much to where we knew what was going to happen.
I didn't even
heard
that.
If the ball's in the little guy's hands, we know what he's going to do. If you're off the ball, you know a back cut could be coming.
Start that over.
You know that
Start
a screen
that
to the post.
Because I hadn't even heard that.
I did not want to use a foul. I thought that we had covered so much to where we knew what was going to happen. If the ball's in the little guy's hands, we know what he's going to do. If you're off the ball, you know a back cut could be coming. You know that a screen to the post could be coming. We've covered all that again and again and again. Would fouling take that away? I don't know. I mean, it's easy to say in hindsight, but all I know is that we prepare to try to win the game, and I want to show confidence in these guys that we got to do this with defense.
Is that the right switch, though? I'll be honest, I could hardly see the play because you and everybody else is in front of me.
I mean, I thought it was a good switch. I thought that we were too high.
Okay.
And when you're that high, which I talked about for the last two or three days, and Coach Manning talked about, we don't want to give up backdoor cuts. Make them catch the ball up the floor against a solid defender. If you get up the floor and they cut, we know what that is.
More than prepared. We want to make a stop. I don't want to have to foul Wright State. And any fan, I'm sorry, like, I don't mean this in a chastising way, but like anybody who's in search of Louisville basketball or the return of Louisville basketball would 100% agree that feeling like you need to foul against Wright State, you know, no, you want to win this game with good switching, good communication, good man-to-man defense, and good film study.
Yeah.
We had three things taken care of. The backdoor cut they were going to try, the guard step back they were going to try, and where the position on the court you want to have them in. We have Brandon Huntley Hatfield. That guy should be able to switch and hold the guard.
Yeah.
You know, especially on the last shot. Okay, no, you got busted.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I again, it's one of those things where when you hear that, I do understand. I don't think it's as black and white as what some say. You know, like, I mean, do you foul there? I mean, sure, that's fine, you know. But I to me, I just don't care. It's just a philosophy thing. I don't care, yeah.
But I do care about that because a basketball player is going to, like, be more disappointed that you felt like you had to foul.
Yeah.
I not a basketball player. A basketball mind. You know, you're going to be like, ooh, his coach doesn't believe in kids at all.
I mean, personally, I kind of like the guy taking the shot, not knowing if they're going to foul or not. It's why why I say I wouldn't call a timeout.
Right.
Because if I'm a kicker, people say it's icing the kicker, but I mean, I can line up better if I know he has no timeouts.
Right.
I'm kicking this ball.
I always wonder why defensive linemen or just defensive players on that last, I always wonder why they don't do that. Just keep on faking like they're going to call a timeout and just get the kicker thinking about it and let them snap it.
Yeah, I mean, but we lost, so he should have fouled.
Yeah.
look, now I'm Davenport. If that shot doesn't go in, we're all like, that's today. We're coming in here, and you're lying if you say. If you texted and you said he should have fouled, I'm going to tell you again you're lying. If he misses that shot, we're coming in today going, I mean, KP just trusted his defense. So, like, that's why I'm like, yeah, I mean, we can go back and forth about it if y'all want. I don't care. That's a philosophy. Be consistent with it.
I want to stay on another player. I want to stay on another player. I hate doing this. You know I hate doing this one. Am I allowed to be disappointed in L. Ellis with 29?
No.
See, I knew you were going to do your savagery answer. The 29 is exactly what KP didn't want. Mm-hmm. The 29.
Should have 32. 31. We win the game.
The 29 is exactly what KP didn't want, right? The 29 is exactly what the big fear was, that he was just a natural two, you know, and you were going to have to use him like a two instead of a facilitator.
Yeah.
You know, the number three, you know, that the one video, the video where people don't get back.
Mm-hmm.
The viral video.
Yeah.
The cross-section video that this one play means this is exactly what the team is, because I have a seven-second piece of footage that I can screenshot people not hustling. I will say this. That is one of those Malik effect things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okay. All the players have been hearing Coach Payne talk about LLS. You got to be Mr. Facilitator. You got to be super Mr. Facilitator, right? When he gets in that lane, turns that ball over for a couple seconds, it's like, damn it, L. You know, is what coach is yelling at the whole time.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of those plays. Like, okay, the coach is going to be yelling crazy about it when they do the film session. You know. The other players, they're gonna have to be embarrassed, but they're gonna have to admit that y'all dropped your head because Ellis did something that one of his cardinal sins, quote unquote, you know, no pun intended, that he's not supposed to do. You can't get in the lane and turn the ball over in the middle of the lane.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're gonna have to be the facilitator or get the shot up.
I'll give you this. L. Ellis took 20 shots.
Mm-hmm.
The next closest was Jalen Withers with 11.
Mm-hmm.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield at 10. Outside of that, I mean, it's 6-2-2-4-4.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that number might be a little high.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, like maybe, you know, 20. Again, 20 shots in the flow of the game, so be it. And listen, L. Ellis has the ball in his hands all the time. And he's a good scorer.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to probably take the most shots. That doesn't bother me. I'm not saying that.
Mm-hmm.
But like 20, 11, 10, then nobody else even close.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, 11 and 20, that's 9-shot difference in the second guy. That's shooting. You know, I mean, you're shooting. And here's the thing, you know, him and Jalen shot they both shot 5 threes. You know, it's like, I don't know. I'm just saying, like, I can listen to your argument,
mm-hmm.
because I'm like, that is a lot of shots.
But yes, like, his shots shouldn't even really start unless he gets like those free open layups. Like, his shot number shouldn't even start happening till late.
Gosh, we only shot 8 free throws. We should get to the rim.
No, right? Listen, yeah. Listen, Steve, if we watch the game together, I'll show you 10 times where Jalen Withers, listen, nice move. You avoiding the contact.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I thought of you the one time he had a nice move to the basket and fell down underneath the basket.
Yeah, but that's exactly what I meant when I started the show, when I said Coach Payne can watch you do this stuff in practice, watch you do this in practice over and over again.
Yeah.
And then you get out in the game and then you turn into the guys from last year.
Well, yeah.
And it's like, how do I get that out of you?
Yeah, because, I mean, L. Ellis had 2 assists. Hersey had 1. Brandon Huntley Hatfield had 2.
Brandon Huntley Hatfield drives.
JJ had 2.
JJ had 2 assists.
Yeah.
Brandon drives right to the basket, takes it up casual. It's the layup when you can dunk it.
Yeah.
It's the, hey, that's a casual play.
Yeah.
And but, again, I see them dunking in practice, and they're doing aggressive, and then they get in the game, and they get casual. It's like, are you getting nervous that you're not going to be able to dunk it? Like, you've seen it.
Yeah.
But you've seen it with your own 2 eyes. Okay. I want to fix one other problem.
Okay.
And I'll spend the last 10 minutes of the show fixing that problem. So we'll take our last commercial break. Middays with Marcus Maben on 99 The Ville.
How is Sports Center?
Good morning. I'm Nick Valvano, the Sports Center update brought to you by Corfidge Floor Covering. Call Doug on his cell phone 502-643-6111. He doesn't want you to be okay with your floor. He wants you to love it. Rough weekend for the locals. Number 9, Clemson, beating U of L at home 31-16. Malik Cunningham leaving in the first half due to aggravating a hand injury. Coach Satterfield postgame talked a bit about the health of Malik.
I don't know. He came out in the second half and tried to throw on the last play before halftime on the run. Came down on his shoulder. I think it's just an AC sprain on his shoulder. If it was on the left side, probably could have played. But since it was the right side, couldn't play. So I think he'll probably be listening day to day. We'll know more when we get back.
The blue side of things, UK falling at home to Vandy 24-21. Commodore snapping a 26-game conference losing streak with that victory. IU, they're bested by number 2 Ohio State 56-14. In hoops, Wright State beating the U of L men's team 73-72 with a buzzer beater. On the pitch, USL Championship, Lou City falling 3-1 to San Antonio on the road. Some wins, however. 7-ranked U of L women beating Belmont 75-70. UK men beating Duquesne 77-52. NFL Colts beat the Raiders 25-20, getting new interim coach Jeff Saturday his first win. And the Titans victorious over the Broncos 17-10. More Middays with Marcus Maben next. This is Sports Center.
Hey, do you have someone in the sports world that you think deserves a shout out for their accomplishment? Then email the brag line and we'll brag on them for you. Just email us a brief description to brag@espnlouisville.com, and at 9:30 on Friday, we will read some of them off. The brag line is brought to you by the Gomez Insurance Agency. Get a quote from them today. That's Gomez with an S, insuranceagency.com. And don't forget to email us your brag at brag@espnlouisville.com.
Now that sports have officially kicked off, there's only 4 things missing from your playbook. 4 Pegs. Looking for great smoked wings? 4 Pegs. Looking for juicy barbecue and award-winning chili? 4 Pegs. If you're just looking for some cold crab, tap, can, or bottled beer, 4 Pegs. And the best part about 4 Pegs is it's right around the corner at 1053 Goss Avenue in Germantown. So you better get over there fast because the word is spreading. And while you're over there, be sure to ask about their food truck and other catering services.
This is Brian Brown, and you listen to the new home for all of U of L athletics, 93.9 The Ville.
Then big hit it, I left J with it, tag, now I'm is it. This is history being made all over. Just when they thought that it was all over. They hating, expect me to fail. Expect me to lose, don't expect me to sell. Well, hell, I got breaking news. Q shine bright like Jacob Jews. I try to help them, but they some ungrateful dudes. They see me on TV making moves. I've been there, done that. Got rich in 1 month, yeah, dumb stacks. I done been through a lot of from that. I learned a lot, I've been waiting for this comeback. Now it's on me, the group split. They said I wouldn't do, but I'm way too creative, too sick.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. I promised during this segment I was going to fix something to do with our basketball team. I was going to provide a solution. Now I'm a solution-oriented person. But first, let me provide another solution and another thanks to our team, the newest member of our team over at Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They offer a variety of utility, sump, effluent, sewage, grinder pumps for residential on-site applications. Kentuckiana Pumps is a trusted source for pumps for plumbers, general contractors, and municipalities in Indiana and Kentucky. And people, it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana, 3303 Industrial Parkway, Listen, the storage facility, or I guess it's not a storage facility, but a storefront. Go over there, visit Harold or Mark. Any of your pump supply needs, they can take care of. You won't be disappointed. Like I said, Jeffersonville, Indiana, 3303. And the number is, sorry, I'll give you a number later on. I just lost it. Ah, we'll get back to that. That's the solution. Kentucky and the pump sales.
Absolutely.
Keep them in mind. So, I don't know if this is the case already, but it's going to have to be moving forward.
Who's the starting lineup?
Close.
Okay.
It's not about the starting lineup. And I know I'm not allowed to say that. Can't, listen, let me get five games in before I start saying it's the starting lineup.
Did he just say it's not?
Give me to the fifth
somebody
game.
Somebody was in their car like this.
No way. Okay, so here's the thing.
Not yet?
No.
Okay.
Game five.
Oh.
Get back coach.
Yeah.
Defensive coordinator.
Uh-huh.
Somebody has to be Reaganong.
Brandon. Yeah.
We need a Reaganong.
Yes.
Nikki, do you know what I mean when I say we need a Reaganong?
Hersey and JJ.
No Kamari.
Shut up. Don't listen to him.
Sorry. No, yeah. A guy.
Hersey and JJ. Listen to him.
Oh, yeah. Reaganong was like an energy guy on the bench, but also kind of kept everyone in check.
We need the mixture between the Reaganong and the get back guy and the defensive coordinator.
The Brent Venables get back
guy. Are you saying that the bench is too somber for you?
Yes.
Because I kind of agree with you if that's what you're saying.
Yes.
I do think it's a little calm over there.
Yes.
I need a little
Which
more.
Is what first brought me to the generational curse.
Yeah.
You can't get a hype bench. You remember how the only thing you could do for that bench is have Roosevelt Willard come in there and punch on somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Then we started playing like we had some energy. Mm-hmm. So you have to do an extremely athletic play.
Yeah.
Or you got to cross somebody over and drop them to the ground. That's the only way you're getting the energy off the bench. Punching on somebody or dropping.
Yeah.
We hit and ones, nice threes, nice everything. Nobody gets excited.
Yeah.
Roosevelt Willard comes in, turns around, dunks on somebody. All of a sudden, we got the juice.
Yeah.
Ellis spin move is not going to get everybody going. You know, three-pointers, good ball movement. We're expected to do this. This is what we do every day. So here's the thing. Because of that fact, Nolan, hey, man, sorry. You drew the short straw. Nolan, you need to be – Nolan's a stander anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a calm, cool, sit-on-the-bench guy.
Mm-hmm.
He needs to be at the last spot on the bench.
Yeah.
He needs to be coaching the defensive stance and the consistent energy. He has too much energy to be right there in that second spot because he's sitting there. Kenny Payne is basically blocking Bob.
Yeah.
You know, he's out in the coach's box, right? I think Nolan Smith needs to close that distance, right,
mm-hmm.
by being right there towards the end of the bench and reminding them, stance, get down in your stance, get down in your stance. Close out. Man and ball. Like, there needs to be three phrases, man and ball, stance, and, like, rebound. You know, like, they should, you know how, like, I come in here and I make fun of Coach Crum's voice, you know, how it just stuck in my head. Because, you know, just, you know, I could hear those coaches. It gets to the point where you don't hear a crowd anymore. Because if you have Nolan Smith in your ear, man and ball, you know, over and over again, you keep getting reminded.
Yeah.
I think this team is immature, and they need somebody yelling that at them all the time.
Yeah, I would agree with
that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like yeah, because you know how you watch a game, Steve, and you watch the first couple possessions, and you're like, huh, That's what I wanted, you know? Mm-hmm. And then the third possession, one guy gets a little lapse. Fourth possession, you know, two guys might get a little lapse. But you can see it. You can see the lapse come, you know what I'm saying? And it doesn't look, like I said, it doesn't look like conditioning lapse. It looks like focus lapse.
Yeah.
And I just think, like I said, I don't want Nolan up there, his voice clashing with Kenny Payne. But because he has that energy, like because he's young and active like that, put him down into the bench and you know, keep those guys into it. Keep those guys.
Yeah, because, I mean, Danny Manning and Jamison are kind of, they kind of are.
Yeah, kind of have OG feel to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would agree with that. And it doesn't look on the end of the bench, like I said, doesn't look the same as like what it did, you know, where it's like, okay, somebody down there is going crazy. Yeah. You know, it's just not that.
Yeah, we don't have one even super Coach celebrator.
Had, you know, you kind of had, I mean, Murray and Pegues were very, you know, I can't remember the third guy's name. He didn't seem like he really knew what he was doing.
That's it.
Dino.
It was just Ross.
Yeah, whatever. Like, he just kind of sat there like a bump on a log. But other than him.
We're going to miss those ESPN connections, though.
I know.
where we can find out what's going on.
I know.
What did I do?
What do you mean? What do you mean?
See, that's what happens when you don't pay attention.
Yeah.
Did we say Nick? I mean,
did
you would think we were talking Nick? About. Yeah, no. He just caught a vowel in the background and decided he was under attack or something.
Yeah, calm down.
But does that make sense?
Yes.
Energy. Yeah. Put Nolan at the end of the bench.
Yeah.
Let him hear his voice because he's engaged with him. He stays really engaged. Just so you can separate the voices. So Nick, you can play us out if you feel like we're picking at you. You can end the torture that is. Being the producer for like the awesome 93.9 flagship show.
Right.
It's hell.
I know.
I gotta go in here, listen to Marcus and Steve for 2 hours.
That's awesome. Jeez.
Well,
my life sucks.
Got some wrestling tonight. You wanna go wrestling
just
tonight?
Like I don't. Snow, I'm that's
gonna
watch. All.
Are you not? You're not gonna go to Monday Night Raw tonight? I'm gonna watch Wright State. I was going to say, what the hell is
that? Sorry, yeah.
Hi, but... Xavier.
Xavier, Marcus says hi.
Hi, Xavier.
You see me on the TV? Oh, he's watching the live stream. Okay, yeah. I got you. Okay, all right. All right, well, anyways, yeah, I got to take care of this. So. All right, let's get it going, man.
Last chance to get to see him play before Maui. Why'd you make that face, Steve?
Should we go kiss your family member one last time? It's like, have fun in Maui. The Green Mile.
93.9 The Ville.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.